some money to spend tonight. 8:37 right now on KRDO's Morning News, and joining us on the KRDO Newsline, as he does every Friday at this time, is Jonathan Toman with Peak Radar. And Jonathan, we've got a better looking weekend this weekend than last, and what's out there for people to go out and enjoy and get some arts and culture?
Good morning, Andrew. A little bit of everything, as per usual, this weekend and into next week, and a little bit of virtual events, in-person events, and some hybrid. I've got six to mention, in fact, this morning, and we'll start with one that is actually up and running today already, and it's a virtual event from the Colorado Springs Philharmonic and the Rocky Mountain Women's Film, and Rocky Mountain Women's Film. It's part of their Film Harmonic series, and they're presenting an Oscar-winning doubleheader, two movies, that you can watch virtually today and tomorrow as part of the month series. One is Music by Prudence, which tells the story of the then 24-year-old Zimbabwean singer-songwriter Prudence Mabena, and follows her transcendence from a world of hatred and superstition into one of music, love, and possibilities. And the other is The Lady in Number 6, Music Saved My Life, which tells the story of a German-speaking Jewish pianist from Prague who was at her death the world's oldest Holocaust survivor. In the documentary, she discusses the importance of music, laughter, and how to have an optimistic outlook on life, which I thought was a good approach for this weekend and the last few weeks. The second is tomorrow evening. There's an in-person music event that we can talk about. Come Fly With Us benefit concert will be at the Gold Room tomorrow at 7 p.m. The highlighting artist will be Tony Exum Jr. There will also be author Danny Love, who is releasing her new romance novel. So there'll be a book signing, along with a silent auction and food and drinks from the Gold Room as well. So an in-person opportunity there, of course, socially distanced still. Also on Saturday, tomorrow's a big day, there's a half-day writer's workshop presented by the Pikes Peak Writers. And it is focused on learning about mysterious, suspenseful, and intense writing. There will be three different presentations on that topic. So if you're interested in writing in any particular genre, the half-day workshop is a good opportunity. A celebration of dance, Virtual World Dance Festival, is tomorrow evening at 7 p.m., presented by Smoke Rush Foundation for the Arts. They'll have literally dozens of dancers and types of dance that will be presented as part of that event tomorrow evening. Tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. at the Westside Community Center, the African American Historical and Genealogical Society of Colorado Springs is presenting poetry by women of color. This is one of those hybrid events I mentioned, so you can join in person, or also they'll be presenting it virtually. And then finally, one more virtual event, the 9th Annual Achieve With Us Colorado Film Festival gets running on Monday and runs through Friday virtually this year. It's a collection of short films celebrating the achievements of people with intellectual and developmental disabilities, presented by the ARC of the Pikes Peak region. So you can check out all the films throughout the week. And then there's a virtual after party on Friday evening featuring prize giveaways and a panel discussion with local filmmakers and advocates. So yes, we're into another weekend. We've got virtual, in-person, and some that are doing both.
Well, and you had me at live in-person music.
Yes, I was excited to have one of those events, and we're seeing a few more of those crop up as things improve. To have an event down at the Gold Room with live music is great. So hopefully we see more of those in the coming weeks.
Exactly. You know, I watched a virtual concert this past Wednesday. It's just not the same as the in-person experience. Mm-hmm. So definitely a good sign that more in-person music is coming to the region. Jonathan, if people want more information, all the specific links for the virtual events, for the hybrids, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah, peakradar.com or peakradar.com/virtual will have all the events. And you can also search by date range on Peak Radar, so you can check out what's coming up this weekend and see all the ones I mentioned, or also look further out into the future and make some plans moving forward.
All right, Jonathan Toman with Peak Radar, thank you so much. Have a great weekend. We'll talk next Friday.
You too, Andrew. Thanks.